Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. If you're just joining us for the first time, folks, End Time World News is a podcast about current and world events leading up to the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and everything in between. We touch on just about everything from society, culture, politics, just about anything and everything, all the crazy events that's going on around the world. So that ought to give you a little bit of an idea of what we cover and what we're all about. Today's news podcast comes from naturalnews.com. naturalnews.com, and the article is dated Monday, January 23rd, 2023. Interesting article, the headlines, folks. The headlines reads, NATO members are running out of weapons that they can send to the Ukraine. And so we all know President Zelensky over there. If you don't know, I'm just going to tell you, he was a comedian. So they removed the last president, i.e. our government being the United States. They removed the last president and installed this puppet, Zelensky. And so Zelensky is the president over there in the Ukraine. And so lo and behold, he is just doing orders and just taking orders and just completing orders and doing what they say. The United States, till they can implement this new world order that's coming very soon, they'll go to a one world cryptocurrency. Right now, they want Zelensky, President Zelensky, Vladimir Zelensky, they want him to be able to keep the war going, folks, because it's a distraction. It's nothing more than a distraction, but it's a distraction so these elites can bring in the new world order, bring in the one world currency, essentially the beast system, which is already here. They just have to push a button and away you go. The beast system is already here, and they push their button and away you go. You're on a one world currency, a currency that will be deemed by a social media, social credit score. If you're not a good little boy or good little girl, they can subtract points from your social credit score. And if it gets too low, then you're stuck at home. You can't do anything. You can't leave. You can't go out of the house. You can't do anything. You're a prisoner inside your own home, folks. And don't think that this is not coming to the United States, because it is. The United States is bigger than China by far. But what you have to understand is this is already going on in China, and other countries are starting to implement this. You know, New Zealand, then over there in the UK. I mean, this stuff actually is live and is happening little by little by little, just piecemeal. And even with the lockdowns, that's why they were so adamant to put the scoundrel and make him the prime minister up in Canada, you know, Trudeau. And again, having Trudeau up there, that just makes it that much, Justin Trudeau, that just makes it that much easier for them to control the whole entire country of Canada. Because again, Trudeau is a globalist, like a lot of these people. Biden is part of the global group. So was Obama. So was even going back to the Bushes, Clintons. I can go on and on and on. Everybody's been a globalist. And that's what you have to understand, folks. And I know that shocks a lot of you. And I know this is shocking news, but that's what's going on in the world. So let's get to the article here of why they want to keep this war going on and on and on in Ukraine as a distraction while underneath or behind the scenes they usher in the New World Order. So let's get into the article. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO for short, regular shipments of arms and ammunition to Ukraine have left their own military stockpiles dangerously strained. NATO intends to continue fueling military and financial aid to Ukraine to continue fanning the flames of conflict. Unfortunately, this policy is increasingly devouring modest military stockpiles. Some organizations, smaller member states related, U.S. arms sales to Europe skyrocketed since the Ukraine invasion. Since becoming of Russia's special military operation in Ukraine, late February 2022, the United States, NATO, and the Western allies have already provided Kiev, that's the capital there, Ukraine, already provided Kiev nearly $40 billion worth of military aid, comparable to the entire annual budget of France. So there you go. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. They keep this going again, folks. They keep the war going. Vladimir Zelensky over there, he's enjoying this. He's a clown. He's a clown put in there. Originally, he was nothing but a stand-up comedian over there in Ukraine. And so they brought him in, made him president. He's a good actor. And so he's just playing the part, playing the role like all these elite people do. They just play their part. And when they're done, they become a useful idiot. And so, they get rid of useful idiots. And if they're no longer useful, they become unuseful and they get rid of them. They make them either retire or they move them off the scene or they just dispose of them. And that's how this kind of goes, folks. And that's what's going on, over there in, with this war that's going on with Russia, Ukraine and Russia. One NATO official said that 20 of the military alliances out of 30 members are currently pretty tapped out. The remaining 10, including Germany and France and Italy and the Netherlands, are already still in a position to provide Ukraine with additional military aid and shipments. But there has even been major NATO members that are feeling strained. In early September, German officials noted that the country was reaching its limit. Meanwhile, Lithuania announced it will no longer has anything left to provide Ukraine and recently urging allies to give Kiev everything they have. Weapons transfers from smaller NATO members and armed forces, Canada, Denmark, and Norway, cut deeper into their capabilities and readiness, warned William Reno, professor of the chair of political science department at Northwestern University. They expect the U.S. to back them. Even America's military stockpiles are suffering immensely. The U.S. Secretary of the Navy, Carlos Del Toro, earlier warned that America will find itself challenging to continue arming both itself and Ukraine unless the country radically ramps up its weapons and ammunition production. President Joe Biden vowed to keep arms pipeline or Ukraine open as long as it takes, but even U.S. military stockpiles have taken a significant beating. As early as March 2022, less than a month into the conflict, the Department of Defense was already scrambling to replenish thousands of shoulder-fired missiles to Kiev. By August, the stockpiles, certain types of artillery ammunition were reaching uncomfortably low levels. The Pentagon's latest fact sheet recording, regarding aid to the Ukraine shows that the U.S. has provided more than $19 billion in direct military aid. This includes nearly 50,000 in anti-armor systems, hundreds of artillery pieces, other weapons and vehicles, and millions of rounds of small arms and artillery ammunition. The Center for Strategic International Studies at American Think Tank has recently pointed out that the American military is not structured to fight or support an extended conflict. While the defense industry is sized for peacetime production rates, and expanding capabilities would take years. Stephen Myers, a former member of the Department of State under Secretary John Kerry, also noted that the West will inevitably run out of weapons since the White House can't fully guarantee the defense industry will be compensated for ramping up production. The U.S. can't keep sending weapons. For example, artillery shells without replenishing the stockpile, he said. The Pentagon has been asking its contractors to ramp up production, but the contractors, being sensible, are more than a little reluctant to do so without guarantees by the Pentagon for covering the capital expenses required for increasing production. You know, and again, folks, again, this just goes back to the war and Biden heading out and heading things up. He wants to keep things going in Ukraine, keep Zelensky fueled up and pumped up so that the war can continue again, because it's stuff that you don't see what's going on behind the scenes. And again, what's going on behind the scenes is this crazy nonsense of this drawn out war, because overall we know, I mean, we know if it wasn't for Ukraine or it wasn't for the United States, we know Ukraine would have gone down a long time ago. We know that. We darn well know that. You know, yeah, they've killed, I think, you know, up to 100,000 of Russian soldiers throughout the course of the last 8 or 9 months. Yeah, that's over the course of 8 or 9 months. They've killed, you know, almost 100,000 plus. And vice versa, there's been massive casualties on both sides. And you know, we know this. But again, by ramping up the war and keeping them supplied, it's what's going on behind the scenes that's the scary thing. And that just continues to grow and grow and grow, because that's where they want it, folks. They want it. They want to keep this going, keep you distracted, keep you preoccupied, so you don't know the truth and what's really going on there. So they can usher in the new world order. Okay, folks, it's that time in this podcast. If you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ, I'm going to ask you if you would like to do that. Here's a simple prayer, folks. Again, if you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ and invited him into yours, find a quiet spot and repeat after me, folks. Okay? Find a quiet spot. If you have to go in, even into the bathroom for just a couple minutes, 2 or 3 minutes. If you have to just step outside. If you're at work, take a break just for 5 minutes or less. If you have to go into your vehicle, your car, your truck, just to get some privacy so you can pray. But if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, it's that time on the podcast. So repeat after me, folks. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross to rescue me from sin, from death, and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that doesn't please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask you take your place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart. Fill me with your love, your life. Help me to become a person that is truly a loving person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. And folks, if you prayed that prayer, God bless you. Thank you so much. God bless you. You've now accepted Jesus Christ. If as your Lord and personal Savior. And if you prayed that prayer, congratulations. You can write to me and tell me all about it. That's you can go to endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Please write to me, folks, and let me know. There's three things you need to do now that you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, and you really meant that. You prayed that prayer, and you really meant that. You confessed with your heart, not just with your mouth, but also with your heart. If you prayed that prayer, first thing you need to do is get a hold of a Bible. If you're here in the States, the United States, you can always get one through a lot of places, the store, a bookstore, order from Amazon. If you're poor, you're on a budget, folks, and you have a tight budget and can't really afford a good Bible, I'll tell you a little secret what you can do. You can find a church. That's the second thing you need to do. But find a church that preaches the Trinity. That's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Find a church, folks, and go there, and you can meet with a pastor, a junior pastor, maybe a deacon of the church or somebody. And then ask them, just say, you know, I'm really strapped right now. I'm very poor. I just don't have a lot of money. Could you help me out, please, and give me a Bible? I want to know more about, the Word of God. And so you can do that, folks. You can go to a church and you can ask for a Bible if you really don't have the money, and they'll take care of you. They'll get you a Bible. The next thing is, I just said, folks, find a church that preaches the Trinity. That's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Once you find that church, before then, write your questions down. You know, write down all the questions you have. Who is Jesus? What is Jesus? What is eternal life? When is Jesus coming back? How did Jesus die in the crucifixion? I'm a sinner. Do I ask for forgiveness once I'm saved? Do I got to keep repenting of my sins? You know, all these questions. What's it like in heaven? And I mean, you know, you have a million questions. Write those questions down. Get a hold of a pastor, senior pastor, a deacon, a member of the church, and just tell them, say, hey, you know, I have some questions. Could you give me 15 or 20 minutes and just answer some questions? And then the third thing and the final thing is you might want to be baptized at some point in time in the church. Normally, the church will educate you. You go through like a little home study course, or they have a little study course there in the church. And they just ask you certain things, and once you've committed, then they bring you up in front of the whole congregation. You get submerged in underwater for just 1 minute or less, or 30 seconds, just in and out, and you're baptized. The baptism symbolizes the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the burial, and then the resurrection of Jesus. That's what baptism represents. You're baptized, your old body is dead, and then now you've resurrected in a new body. That's what that symbolizes. And that's kind of the process, folks, you know, and there's a few things there, but that's the very simplistic process that I'm explaining to you. And that's a good thing to let everybody know that you've given your life to Jesus Christ. That's the most important thing, folks. And that's what you need to do. You really, really, really need to do. And that's it. Again, I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. Write me at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Like, share, subscribe. If you like the podcast, folks, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciate it. I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. Be well, be safe. But most importantly, folks, thanks for listening, and God bless you and your family. Take care for now. See you next time. Bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.